Welcome to Spiritual 411 Presents. Mark your calendar for Days of Magic. So, some of you may not be aware of this, but I have been a follower of Master Mitchell Gibson for around 8 years now. I was introduced to his work during a time when I was having what you would call my dark night of the soul. And what was happening was my mother had passed, and I was also going through a divorce, both around the same time. And that is a lot of loss to have take place on a person at one time. And what was happening during that time was that I felt like I was in a hole. The analogy that I generally use is that I was in a hole that was dug into the ground that was very deep, and it's raining and it's pouring, and whenever I would make an attempt to try to get out of the hole, I would slip right back in. And Dr. Gibson's information, his work, helped me to get out of the dark place that I was in during that time with the audio recordings, the spiritual prayers, the soul cleansing. Many of his products really helped me to release that energy that I was carrying at that time. And so, you know, I actually had the opportunity to talk with him for a brief moment on another blog talk show and ask him about what I needed to do in order to actually be in a place of actually healing a health issue that I had at the time. And then a few weeks later, I actually got the opportunity to see him in person and actually attend my first seminar. And I had invited a friend of mine, and at that time, this friend and I were, well, we had a past. We had been romantically involved, but he was, you know, he, for whatever his reasons were, did not pick me. So we had come to a place of an understanding that we would be friends. But what I will share with you was that the love that I had for him, or that we had for each other, was still there, because quite honestly, when we were around each other, it would be like we were a couple. So I go up on stage to greet Dr. Gibson and to speak with him for a moment, and I actually got the opportunity to say, hey, you know, I talked to you on this radio show and I don't know if you remembered. He was like, oh yeah, I remember you. And so I go and I turn around and say, this is my friend so-and-so. I'm not going to call his name out because I just don't want to put him on blast on radio. But Dr. Gibson looked at me and said, friend, I thought for sure you were going to say husband. Well, my friend started laughing up a storm. And I remember being in a place where I was so chagrined, and just anything that I had to say just completely went out the window. And I realized that, you know, if I was to deal with Dr. Gibson in any particular way in the future, that I would have to be extremely upfront about everything that was going on. And so that was, you know, let's just put it this way. If he could look at us and see through all of our stuff and see that we had that type of connection, then, This was not a person that I should hide from. But over the years, many of his products and the things that he shared over these times have actually assisted me and actually assist humanity. And the information that he has actually put out as of late is something that I honestly feel that would benefit humanity. And so that's one of the reasons why I am doing this show this evening. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to share with you that in this month are going to come up, there are 3 days in this month that are going to be extremely powerful and be transformative if people go ahead and act on the information that I share with them. So in this month, the 17th, 18th, and 19th, these 3 days are going to be considered like the Day of the Gods. And the reason for this is because, I'm going to just go ahead and read what Dr. Gibson has here, which is the Day of the Gods, June 18th, 2019, is the most spiritually powerful day in the history of our planet. It represents a confluence of spiritual forces that will give birth to titanic forces within all of us. Forces of high divine range almost never gather in this manner. So rituals, spells, and spiritual work performed during this time, June 17th, 18th, and 19th, will potentially have the most powerful results. So if there are any prayers, any divine prayers that you want to do, any spells that you want to cast, and I would seriously recommend that those spells be cast on yourself so that you could bring transformation and change on those on yourself. If there are things that you are like, for myself, I specifically want to work on prosperity, so that is something that I'm going to be working on during this time of power, to aid in that transformation that I am looking to make in my experience. So, one of the people who are a part of this spiritual community that I'm a part of, in the spiritual community, is called Gandon. His name is James Power, and he actually put out a post giving his suggestions as to the things that a person can do. There are 20 things that are listed. I'm going to go ahead and list them, and I'm also going to give my feedback on those things as well. So, number one on his list is sun gazing. And sun gazing in the early morning and late evening hours on June 16th, 17th, 18th. And I would say the 19th too, because I think that's what Dr. Gibson has here. So he says the 16th, 17th, and 18th, but I would say from the 18th, excuse me, from the 16th on through the 20th. So he's recommending that people actually do sun gazing during that time. So let me preface this by saying that the only safe times to actually gaze at the sun is sunrise and sunset. The factors that are coming from the sun during that time is safe enough for our eyes to actually look directly at the sun. And I think on average you should do this for no more than I think 5 to 10 minutes. Okay, so let us move on to number two. Pray for the good things you desire every day leading up to that day. Try to be specific. So one of the reasons for being specific is, infinite intelligence, God, the universe, dislikes a void. So that is the reason for being specific. Number three, meditate on any or all of the 3 days, preferably on the 18th. Try to meditate for more than 20 minutes using these days leading up to the 18th to increase the time you spend meditating. So, let me preface this by saying that an individual can do a walking meditation. A person can do listen to solfeggio sounds if you find that you're a person that has challenges sitting in the lotus position. That's the cross-legged position that the Buddha sits in. But the lotus position, if you do not want to do that, but you can actually listen to solfeggio sounds that will bring you into the theta state. And I would specifically suggest that if you don't actually have solfeggio sounds, there are plenty of them that are on YouTube that you can research and find that they actually bring a person into the theta level. So, number four, meditate or take a nap between 3 and 4 p.m. or and 3 and 4 a.m. So the reason for this is because during these particular times, during the day and early morning, is the time when the veil between the higher realms and ours is very thin. And so those are the times when you get those moments of inspiration and downloads, and you wake up and you have these ideas. This is the time that spirit really spends a great deal of time actually communicating with you. So number five, fasting from the 16th until the 18th. I ideally suggest that you do it on the 17th, from if you can, from the 16th until the 20th, and because that is the time that's encompassing all of that time that I talked about, and fasting from this time, so a clean and clear vessel can accept great amounts and varying types of spiritual energy. So number six, say a mantra, any good mantra, over and over again, and a no mantra or your own mantra. So I am particularly partial to Ganesh. If you are interested in a Hindu mantra, it's Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Another mantra that is, and since I'm working on prosperity, another mantra that I am going to be using is Shreem Brzee, which is a mantra that is taught by Dr. Pillai. Okay, so number seven, think positive thoughts that whole day since light attracts light. Practice this. Try it in a moment will be trying it in the moment will be challenging if you're not practicing this on a regular basis. So what I would suggest to people is that one of the things that you can do in order to when people often say, control yourself or control your thoughts and control your thoughts, like you have so many thoughts throughout the day that it would be challenging to keep your mind focused on positive thoughts every day. So what I recommend is that you start doing things that make you feel good, that make you feel empowered, that make you feel joyful. Listening to music, watching an inspiring video, watching things that watching movies or things that people are behaving in a loving and communicative way, something that is joyful, something that is inspiring, and ideally, I always suggest music because, quite honestly, I truly believe that music is the infinite intel is one of the ways that infinite intelligence actually communicates with us and communicates with ourselves through sound and vibration. Okay. So, number eight, on those days, refrain from cursing. Refrain from watching negative, dark movies and television or listening to music with negative, dark messages. So, no bang bang shoot 'em up movies. You do not want that energy in your consciousness during that time. No seriously depressing Lifetime movie stories. In fact, quite honestly, I really would recommend that during this time, if you could take a technology fast, take a technology fast. That means social media, because the thing is about social media, you will more than likely come across some information that is going to have you triggered. So you don't want to necessarily be in a place of actually taking in any type of information or any type of thoughts, because you're really focusing in on just sort of loving up on yourself during this time and actually being alone with your thoughts and or being alone with the feeling of creating a loving experience for yourself. Refrain from listening to any music that has any cursing. So the reason that we mention the cursing is because the energetic vibration of curses, actually the karma that's created by that, it takes approximately 3 days for that energy and vibration of curses to no longer have an impact. This is one of the reasons why, I've seen people curse at their children. This is not a good practice. It's not something that is good and empowering, and you are actually, literally think of it as you screaming at a plant that you are tending and growing, wanting to grow. It's just not a good thing. So refrain from any media that would be deemed as negative. And I would seriously suggest that if you can, listen to things that are upbeat, positive, that are inspiring, that it would be a great thing to do during this time. So read some books. So this is number nine. Read some books or scripture on wisdom. It doesn't matter which. There's enough good in the Book of Psalms or the Holy Quran or any other scripture to be of good effect. He specifically mentioned those two, but I would say any spiritual text would be ideal during this time. And if you're not a religious, scan books associated with things you want to learn and wish to know. That's number 10. So number 11, be kind, volunteer, and help others in some way on those days. Number 12, clean up your diet, your home, your neighborhood, etc. on those days. Cleanliness is close to godliness. 13, write a letter to the Creator, giving thanks for who and where you are in life in detail, what you want to contribute to advance humanity and the future, and what you'll need to make that contribution. Number 14, if you have children can write a letter to the Creator, thanking God for life and telling the Creator what they intend to do with this life and the opportunity they've been given. Number 15, play prayers and mantras in your home that day. Prayers in older languages have more power. English, in and of itself, is a very young language. So, when we're talking about prayers, we're talking about divine world prayers. So, the Anabakoa, which, if you search it out on YouTube, is called the Miracle Prayer. And you can look that up by looking up Dr. Gibson's name and typing in Miracle Prayer, and you will see his version of the Anabakoa. Also, we have the Usnisa Vijayadharani. Now, when you search that up, if you search it up on YouTube, that's actually called the Prayer of Greater Miracles. And you can find that one. And then there is the Amatsu and also the Lord's Prayer in Aramaic. Now, all these four prayers are divine world prayers. You can use one, you can use all. You will be able to find some type of version of all four of those on YouTube. And if you want to actually have the prayer for yourself, Dr. Gibson has all four of those prayers on his website, and his website is tybro.com. That is TYBRO.com. Okay. So, put number 15. Excuse me, number 16. Venture out into nature, commune with Mother Earth. I think that's pretty self-explanatory. I don't really need to go into a great deal of detail about that. Number 17, perform any good magical spells or rituals you know. Number 18, work to pay off any debts you have leading up to those days. Number 18, consider your God-given spiritual power. You have already expressed the power in some way to benefit yourself and others. We all have a gift. Imagine what that gift would be like if it were magnified times 1,000. Number 20. Take 10 minutes or more out of each day to envision yourself receiving healing light and spiritual power. Okay, so that is it for those 3 days that I was telling you about, the 17th, 18th, and 19th. But I do recommend that you actually start from now, because there is a bit of a cumulative effect when you actually start your spiritual practices, and build up to the days that you are build up to those days. So what I'm going to do next is I'm going to share some more information that Dr. Gibson has put out. And he has re recently he is due to release a book called The Dark Orders, The Battle for Your Mind. All right, and this is what he has to say about this. So there are two main types of spiritual orders in the world: orders devoted to the light work with the angels and gods of light in order to help mankind grow and evolve. The orders devoted to darkness, dark work with the gods of darkness and demons for their own ends and goals. They seek to control the minds of the masses, the monetary system, the temporal forces of the world. The Dark Order's tablets is designed to teach you about these groups and how to fully defend yourself against them. We release this text at this time because these groups are preparing to make a major move against humanity over the next 2 years. They plan to begin a depopulation process that is largely fueled by dark energy, fueled by the mass unconscious energy of humanity. So one of the things that I want you all to take note, and this is what I strongly suspect, is that I have been noticing that there have been more suicides that have been reported. Now, this is not to say that there's an increase in them, but there's definitely an increase in the recording of it, and this is happening with our young children. So one of the things that we should be mindful of is like video games and those things where people see shooting and dismemberment, and we're calling it art. No, it's destructive. It's destructive, and it is not good. Anyway, mind you, every time we watch these things, or we put our energy or direct our energy and our focus towards these things, we cause these things to expand in the collective unconscious and expand in our world. And there are dark entities that feed off of this energy. So one of the things that was really interesting, I actually had the opportunity to talk with Master Gibson this past week, and one of the things that I asked him was, like, I did not understand how it was that these immortals seem to feed off of the negative energy. And, you know, why? And I didn't understand, like, well, why would they need, if they're immortals, why would they need to feed off of this negative energy? And the answer was, they don't need to, that they just like it. And so what I really thought about that was that, like, wow, like the level, there is a level of pettiness from these beings who are immortal. It just, you know, I just did not understand it. But anyway, let's get back to the message he puts out here. They plan to use our minds against us. The energy of the mind is a highly sought after fuel source. The battle for this energy rages in ways that most people do not understand. This tablet fully outlines the details of the battle for your mind and how you can defend the different levels of your consciousness energy from plunder. Doing nothing leaves you wide open. We will discuss the names of the Dark Ones, their origins, goals, and modes of operation. The Dark Orders tend to be well-organized, well-funded, and have much more rigid hierarchy than the Orders of Light. Understand their workings and details of organization can help you see who is really controlling your life. Fully defending yourself against these orders is crucial to the survival of this world. If we do nothing, hundreds of millions of people are destined to perish in the coming years. We will offer 33 of these books to those souls who are ready to evolve in ways that have never been possible before without this text. This is the first time that we have ever offered a tablet on these orders. So that is, you know, I'm providing this information because I feel that it's important and that I want to share this information with humanity for those who want to act on it and make their transformation. Now, what I will say is to people about this, These books cost. They do have a cost, and you should not, unless you are a person who is really focused in on their spiritual practice and focused in on doing your level best, I would not recommend that you get this book unless you are in that, operating in that space. Because in order to actually get one of these 33 copies, you're going to have to shell out $2,000. I'm just giving you the heads up, but this is how serious this work is. Because not only are you working for yourself, but you're working for the gods of light, and you are also working to prevent millions of people from dying. So, I want to also share that this is something that I've heard. I don't know this personally myself, but this is something that Dr. Gibson has shared before. And what he says is that, what he says about the Dark Orders and about people who enter the Dark Order. So imagine receiving a $1 million signing bonus on top of $500,000 put deposited into your account every month, and then having access to world leaders and celebrities and more, all in exchange for your soul in the underworld service in the afterlife. And that this is their standing offer. Now, when I first saw that, one of the thoughts that I had was that, that a person who made that type of a deal, I had wondered if they had actually regretted it. And then the next thought that I had was that that's a very high price to pay. And the only thing that I could think is that the people who would accept something like that are people who did not believe that the agreement that they were making was really real, and or they are people who sort of have a standard operating, mode of operation of operating in the dark and not in being quite comfortable there. So this is one of the things that these are the things that really kind of came to mind. And somebody suggested to me that people reveal this type of information in their music and their creative works, and that you will see it and you will know them by the things that happens to them in their experience. So that is all that I have for you this evening, and I wanted to go ahead and do this because I feel that the information was important and I want to be of service to humanity. So I want to give thanks to you all for listening. And I just want you to know I love you. I appreciate you. I get to give thanks to God for you. And I know that wherever you are, God is.